And it used to be, none, very few now, you see some once in a while. There's rail fences where they split the trees and split them up in rail, 10-foot length, and then lay the worm, they called it.
A worm?
That's what they called it. In other words, you lay a rail like my finger. You come here with another one to start here, here. In other words, it'd be zigzag.
I see. You don't see many of those anymore.
Yeah, I don't see them. Well, they were, in this part of the country, they were made split out of pine.
Uh-huh.
But up in North York part of the state, they were split out of oak.
Oh. Gee, that'd be pretty hard, wouldn't it, to split an oak?
I understand. I have split rails. That's my one, split rail. Cut cordwood, too. Split it. Chop stove wood, too.
Your muscles must be pretty good.
They were then, but I'm no good now.
What's a pine pole fence like? Or pole pine, didn't you?
Well, it's just a little pine sapling that's just cut out and trimmed up and make a fence out of it, like a rail fence.
Oh.
Well, you can put up posts and put them between it and lay them. In other words, like this, you can jam them in there like that, you know, from each side, and lay a fence like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Suppose you had too many people spending the night at your house and you had to make a bed on the floor. What would you call that?
I'd call it a pallet.
Okay. And do you have a name for low ground in a river valley?
We'll call them bottom land.
Is that the best land for farming?
It's good unless you have mighty high water.
Oh.
But when you have high water, your crop gets running.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes.
Okay, would you name several kinds of roads for me, depending on what they're made out of?
Roads?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this part of the county, it's clay and soil, sand. And I'm talking about just dirt roads now. I'm not talking about paved roads. Here, it is what they call lamacite.
Lamacite?
Amacite.
Oh, amacite.
And it's tar and gravel mixed and poured hot with tar and gravel.
Huh. And that's what's on the roads out in front?
That's what's on the road out in front. Now, underneath is concrete. Now, this, I don't know whether it's ever had that top put on it or not. I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Well, do it's concrete. This road out here, I know the bottom of it is concrete, but I was living here 3 miles down and that road was paved. We're now going out toward Macon. That's what we call blacktop. That's this, your tar and your gravel and stuff all mixed. They put down that tar and then they come back with gravel.
The gravel on top?
Large gravel, not like that. Then they come back with a finer gravel. And then they come back with a finer gravel than that. Till they get on down to holes like in my finger. And then they put tar over that, cure it up.
So it's several layers then.
And then half the time it won't hold up like it looks like they ought to.
I'm afraid that's true anywhere you go. And the concrete is the one with the light colored surface, is that right?
Yeah.
The concrete is the one with the light colored surface?
That's more of a gray than the blacktop. Your blacktop is black and the concrete is kind of a grayish color. Kind of like the color of this water.
Oh. Okay, thank you. And do you have a name for a strip of grass maybe about this wide that's between the street over here and a sidewalk over here?
I don't have it.
Okay. Well, I think that's mainly in the cities anyway, because I haven't seen any around here.
Well, there's some here.